somebody, well, how?
How far is it?
Or if you want to know how many times about something, you might ask, well, how?
How often?
Or say, if I said something like this, I'm not going to vote for Baxley for governor. And if you agreed with me, you'd say, well, am I?
I'd say what?
If you agreed with me, if uh-huh. I said I'm not going to vote for Baxley uh-huh. for governor, you might say, well, am I?
Well, I am or something. Why am I or?
No, if you agreed with me.
Oh, if I agree? Oh, I'm not either.
Okay. Uh-huh. Two parts of the body.
I'm not either.
Okay. You know, who are you going to vote for? Any idea? I was watching TV one night and I saw this fella come on with Fob James or something like that.
There's somebody going to run this.
Somebody run the governor already. Never saw the girl in my life. This part of your body, you call that your
forehead.
And all this is
hair.
I let it grow out here.
And whiskers.
Or.
Some say beard.
Yeah. And this right here.
My ear.
Which one?
Your left ear.
Left.
It's your right ear.
This right here is my.
Now.
And this is my
Nick.
Okay, or you got something
called. Oh, Adam's apple.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Mm-mm.
What about Goozle?
Mm-mm.
Or what if somebody was eating fish and he got a bone stuck in his
throat?
Or all of these are
teeth.
This one would be
tooth.
How about the fleshy part?
Gum.
Or this is my
hand. You
got two.
Hands.
This part right
here. Palm.
Make a
fist.
That too.
Fist.
Okay. Some people, when they get older.
Will it pick up on that tape?
Oh, it doesn't matter. That's pretty direction.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's say sometimes when people get older, they complain they're getting stiff in their
joints.
Or the upper part of a man's body, that would be his
chest.
And these are his
shoulders.
And this is my right. The whole thing.
Leg.
And that's my right.
Ankle. Foot.
Right. And I got two of them. Two feet.
Two feet.
What about the part right here where you might bump it against something?
Oh, the, your knee.
It really sting.
Uh-huh.
Is that, would you just call that the knee?
Knee, that's what I call it.
Or maybe this whole part right here.
That's your shin bone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But what if you were... So if you got out like this, so this part right here, you'd say you're...
Just the back of my leg.
Back of your leg. Well, when I was doing that, you'd say I was doing what?
Stooping.
Have you ever heard anybody say that they had to, if they were working in the yard, they had to hunker down so they could dig better?
Mm-hmm. Stoop down.
Squat?
I've heard the expression. Uh-huh.
Reason I ask, some people call that part of the leg the hunkers.
I've never heard
hunkers.
I've never heard it.
What about haunches?
Haunches now, huh?
This expression, if somebody's been sick for a while, but he's up and around now, he might say, well, so-and-so is, he's up, but he still looks a little...
ill.
Ever heard anything that would do...
Peaky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Puny?
Mm-hmm.
Or say a man that's able to lift very heavy weights. You say he's mighty
strong.
Have you ever heard the word stout used in that way? Nice stout, though. Lift a sack of manure, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Not in that way.
You would use the word to mean if you, somebody said someone's so stout, you would say he's
hefty.
Yeah. Say a person who just always has a smile on his face, never loses his temper. You say he's mighty
happy-go-lucky. Okay.
Or a boy, sometimes when he reaches a certain age, he has a problem bumping into things, tripping over his own feet.
Clumsy.
Or say a person